Good morning, Barks and Bubbles.
Hello, hi. This is Clayton. We were.
Hey, Clayton. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't get your name earlier. I tried to
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey? Oh, okay, Jeffrey. Well, you're on the call right now with me and my boss. His name is Rick.
Hi,
hey, Rick.
Jeffrey. Hi. How's
how
it going?
Doing?
Good. We just were hoping to take a little bit of your time to get some kind of marketing research on the app that we're doing.
Yes.
And so basically, let me give you an overview of the app itself, the initial design. So we're going to make an app, and it's going to be used by a lot of people, and specifically, you know, kind of pet owners, right? So when they have a need for their pet, say grooming, they'll use the app, and it will connect to, say, a groomer, given
uh-huh.
criteria like location, type of dog, type of service they're looking for, and it will connect with a groomer that also meets, you know, customer criteria that you as the groomer desire, like location
uh-huh.
and types of service. And it will either connect a call, a text message, or an email. And then you as the groomer will service their pet.
All
okay.
Right.
In addition to that, it will help you kind of organize your contacts, keep a history of service that you've done up on a particular dog, and you know, their vital statistics if needed. And it can also send out reminders for you to these pet owners and
okay.
invoice them. And if you're a mobile pet groomer, then it can give you directions, mapping, and, you know, schedules, that type of thing.
Everything makes sense to me.
And again, it can send out invoices and advertisements if you'd like. And all of these types of services, you can basically kind of opt into what services you want to use.
Right.
Right. If you only want reminders, then it will only do reminders for you.
Okay,
but if you want everything, they can do everything for you. So the question that we have for you is, you know, given that list of things that our app would do, what interests you, and what do you think maybe we could add that would help you a great deal? So basically, we want to make your job easier. You know, your focus is grooming, right, or service on the dog. You don't want to do all the scheduling and all the invoicing and all of that. So if there's anything else that the app can do that'll make your job easier, that's what we're looking for, basically.
Okay. Well, the one thing, you've got everything covered, but the one thing that is not covered is that you need a way to qualify the service technician, the groomer, the shop, the whoever it is. That is
okay.
the critical part. I've been in grooming since 1988, and the weak link in the industry is the service technician, the groomer, the organization that is being hired to do the work.
Okay.
You've covered everything. You've got all the bases covered.
A rating? They should have a rating based on past jobs that they performed?
You know, different from Yelp, you would assist me. That is up to date and not customer design. It's industry design. You can want, you know, do the animal.
So you think that the groomers should be rated by other groomers instead of their clients?
To be rated, they should be rated by their qualifications.
Yeah, we're kind of losing you there. Yeah, we're kind of losing you there. I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, I'm in a zone working with a pet owner right now. Hi there, puppy. It's more of a qualification. Like, if have you ever rented a house in the last 2 years?
Yes.
What did they put you through?
Well, you know, you have to apply. They, you know, you have to go through, you know, background checks, you know, things of that sort.
Okay. Well, that's the idea. So now apply what it takes to rent a house today, because the reason that, just to give you a parallel of, and I'm marketing as my true profession, but pets are my love, so, and customer service. So I'm giving you a perspective that you wouldn't get from another groomer, is that in order to rent a house or an apartment today, you have to go through all of these qualifications, not only financial, but character, blah, blah, blah. Well, think of turning your child or your pet over to somebody that you don't know anything about. You wouldn't do it.
That does make sense.
But look what they put you through. I can buy a house today in California cheaper, easier than I can rent one.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
So though that's the criteria. I'm with a person right now and a pet, but put me at the top of your list for helping you with this, because I've been in the business a long time. I've worked with very high profile people in this industry. I have a great reputation. I built the largest mobile service on the west side of Los Angeles in the 80s and the 90s, Town and Country Mobile Pet Services. I've done philanthropic work, Pet Care Trust, American Humane, Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, with a marketing tool called Hollywood Pet Calendar, where I took celebrity photos with their pets and used it to promote companion animal responsibility. So put me at the top of your list, but conquer that qualification immediately. Because that's what's happening in the industry right now.
Is there any possible way that we can reschedule the call for when you have like at least 15 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes?
Yeah. Just send me a text. And
what would be the best time to give you a call back? I'm sorry? I'm sorry. I'm not acting. I can't hear you.
Okay. Send me a text. Send me a text for when we can have another opportunity.
Yeah, I'm asking you now. What would be a better time for me to give you a call back today? Do you have any availability today, 15 to 20 minutes later on?
I'll text you as soon as I'm seeing you.
I'm sorry?
T-Mobile isn't that good up here.
Yeah, I'm losing you there. I can hardly hear you.
Lost him there?
I think so.
Yeah, we can try again later.
Yeah, I'll text him and I'll try to reschedule it.
I think he's referring to like certifications or licensing. Groomers.
No. I understand. Cause, I mean, he's saying that the groomers are the weak link in the business, you know, and they should be, you know, rated based on, I guess, you know, the qualifications, how long they've been around, you know, what companies they've worked for, you know, and things of that sort.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So cool. Yeah, I'll text him and I'll try to figure it out.
Okay. I'll see you in a little bit.
All right. Okay. Bye. Bye.